Kriya, how come anything exists? Sometimes people ask. And when we say, hey, reality existence, which exists, obviously, right? Something exists, and that includes us. The think and feel and want and all of that. We call it being alive. And then the thinking mind that thinks and asks, how come that I exist? And why anyway? Why does anything exist at all? Why not just nothing, much easier? And, well, you can fry your brain, as we used to say, thinking, trying to figure it all out, and the big why there, which can always be there, but realism is what this is about, simply to understand how it is, regardless of what you think it should be, the reality, right? So here we are, and I'm reading the Brihad Bhagavatamrita these days, because I'm using it for writing a book. And it's just amazing when you follow that journey described there, and closer and deeper and higher into the reality of this existence and of us, and of God, who we call God. And it's really, I mean, simple and logical common sense that someone exists, right? You exist, I exist, we are conscious living beings. And we can just look at ourselves, at what is here, existing. No, it's not a philosophy or belief or something, a theory, but just plain pure empiricism. So then all we have to do is thinking one step further, which is also just plain logic, that all of us, each one of us, an individual living being, are like rays from an original common source. I mean, that's how you find things work here. You have the sun with the rays and so on. And well, we've got a word, name for that one, and it's God. The one who includes all of us and is the source of all of us. Now, some would have it that it's just God, everything, and nothing else, and we don't exist really. We're also just all one. And of course, there is this other, it is all just nothing. And I think maybe that's what some of those people that come up with these doubts try to get into. It's all nothing. We just have to realize that, and then we're dead, and we don't exist, and it's all fine. Or it's nothing at all. But here is the being. Let's say that you are, and this is really how you find it. You know, the nice philosophies of India, that you can learn to understand a gold mine by studying a grain of gold. So we can look at ourselves and at least in a simplified way understand or get some idea of God. So here you are, God. And you are able to, you find out, you're able to just fulfill all your dreams. You have desires sometimes, sometimes not. It's just how you are. So you get into creating things and beautiful and wonderful and cool and fun and yes, a brother, a sister, girlfriend, boyfriend, if you're a girl there, because God is girl too, and it's getting very mystical for all of us, but you know. And it's all about love. This is how you find the existence described in the Puranic and the Vedic literature.